Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
There's a promise in the Bible for whatever you're doing, thinking, or whatever healing you may need. Join Kenneth Copeland in Healing School as he teaches how to separate yourself from sin. You can be set free and live totally healed today.
Let's turn over to Isaiah chapter 43, 25. I am he that blotteth out your transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that you may be justified. Now, what does he mean, put me in remembrance? This is a covenant relationship that we have with him. Amen. And we talked about this already, but I'm just compelled by the Spirit of God to go through this again, because this is something that needs to be on our minds 24 hours a day. I don't care what you're doing. You get up, leaving the house, going to work, this ought to be on your mind. Anything that you're thinking about at work, this ought to be on your mind. Anything that you're looking at in your day, this ought to be on your mind. Anything that has to do with your children, this ought to be on your mind. Anything that has to do with your finances, this ought to be on your mind. Anything that has to do with you voting in an election, and you do vote, right? Yes. Don't you come at me with that, I don't like neither one of them. Well, it ain't your business to like them. It's your business to seek God and find out for whom you're supposed to vote. Do you hear me?
Yes.
You know I love you. But this ought to be on your mind. What, Brother Copeland? I have a covenant with God. I have a covenant this morning. And it covers everything I'm doing, everything I'm thinking, everything I need, everything I want, everything. There is a promise in that book that covers this situation. Amen. Now, what is this? Remember when we talked about this? Where two people go into a covenant, one of them doesn't have anything, the other one has everything. And they both know it. And they go into this covenant by invitation from the one that has everything. What's going on here? The one that has everything has this overwhelming grace force in him that wants to give you everything he has. That's his desire. You're not going to deplete his resources by believing for a little too much. No. Well, Brother Copeland, you know, now the scripture says that money will ruin you. Yeah, it does. It says it ruins the fool. And then it goes about telling you what a fool is. And then it says, don't be that. Now, you know, that is deep, wasn't it? But see, God entered into this covenant knowing full well that it's going to cost him everything he has, including the blood of his son. But he was willing. And he did it. And he said, I'm not remembering your sins, boy. Thank you, Jesus. I blotted them out. I remember what Jesus did. Now, you look up your promises. I made promise to you now, boy. You look up your promises, and then you put me in remembrance. Mm-hmm. Now, what's happening? Why do we have to look up the promises? Because faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And faith is what's connecting me to Him.
Exactly. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, When faith is not there, there's a gap there that all the power of God in heaven and earth can't breach. It can't jump that track. But the moment faith cometh, hallelujah. What happened to Adam? Disconnected from God. And not, Larry, I ain't calling you the devil, you understand? But you're stand-in today. When Adam disconnected from God, there's no such thing as just kind of standing out here by yourself. No, a spiritual being was created to have a head. No man is a sovereign being unto himself. There's not God's thoughts, the devil's thoughts, and then your thoughts. No, you're thinking after one or the other. There ain't no in the middle. Did you know you ain't never had an original thought? No, sweetheart. I kind of popped your balloon this morning. No, baby. There'd been all these billions of people all thought that before you and I ever got here. Well, what happened here? He's connected to God. But then he made a decision to go a different direction immediately. Now, it didn't... Let me set this up correctly. This time, I'll stand in for the devil. Now, you take a hold of hand. Now then, break connection. Yeah. See? Yeah. You see what I did? Adam didn't reach out to the devil. Right. But the minute the connection was broken, yeah. The devil... He's pushy, he drives, he took him. And there's got to be some way to get him loose. And nothing but the blood of Jesus could get it done. Shouting time in the household of faith. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Let's go to the book of Colossians, and we'll take a look at it there. In the second chapter of the book of Colossians, verse 13, "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Now, but forgiveness, it didn't stop with forgiveness. Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Nailing it to the cross. Nailing it to the cross. Now, you notice this. It didn't say, it didn't, now, what did he say over in the book of Isaiah? I am he that blotteth out your transgressions. Now, under that old covenant, to blot out meant to cover it, get it out of sight with the blood of animals that represented the blood of Jesus. Now, in that case, that is atonement. The word atone means to cover for. Now, I know it's used in the King James Version of the New Testament, but it's translated two different ways. It's translated in one place atone and another place to reconcile. And reconciliation is a New Testament word. Now, what happened in the New Testament? It's right there. It didn't blot out the transgression. It blotted out the handwriting, the ordinance. Man, it wiped out the note. The note don't just say paid. The note is blank. Are you listening to me? I mean, the blood of Jesus blotted out the whole thing. wiped it completely out. And if you will allow him to do so, he'll do the same thing to your memory. He'll do the same thing to your consciousness. Go to Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then, would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin, should have had no more sin consciousness. You're not thinking about sin all the time. You're not thinking about, I wish I could break this habit. You're not thinking about all that. No, you're thinking about, my sins have been blotted out. Glory to God. I'm thinking about this covenant. Glory be to God. You just keep confessing that covenant. You keep confessing, my sins have been blotted out. And every time you get an urge to smoke another cigarette, I know what that's like. I mean, I enjoyed smoking. I mean, I was into it big time. I enjoyed it. I liked it. Stink and all, man, I liked it. But, I got born again, and I didn't want that anymore. Yes, sir. And I'm wanting to get rid of this. Man, it's hurting. I don't like to do this. I don't like this at all, man. And I'd get all upset about it. I'm quit this forever and throw them out the window. And I was so broke, I didn't have money enough to buy anymore. And I'd go 2 or 3 blocks and drive back down there and see if I could find them. And I'm walking around out there in the weeds looking for them cigarettes. I think, boy, you're the biggest fool that ever lived. Why? I got under condemnation over it. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. But you get into this place, the way that deliverance came, I got into a meeting where they were preaching the word of faith. I got into that meeting, glory to God, and when I pulled up there, I thought, I stuck a pack of cigarettes up over the sun visor, and I won't go into all the details, but I knew some of these preachers and so forth, and I thought, I don't want to be carrying them cigarettes in it. So, got under the word. And I'd been there for a couple of weeks. And a fellow came up to me and he said, Copeland, you ought to have your wife here. Glory ought to be here. Well, the reason she wasn't, because I didn't have enough money to bring her down there. And he gave me the money. He said, get in the car and go get Glory and bring her up. I said, yeah, give it here. And so I got my stuff, put it in the car, went out there and got in the car. And there's that pack of cigarettes. And I said, look at you. I never thought of it one time. See, I didn't quit. The word of faith separated me. I didn't quit smoking. Smoking quit me. Why? I didn't have my mind on that sin. Amen. And so it's just gone. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I've never done this on smoking, on other things, yes. But you can do this. You remember I told you, the covenant has something to say about this. Everything you do, everything you think, all day long, get your mind on that covenant. God loves me, and he said something about this, and he's given me everything he has, and I'm going to receive this right here and now. And I've seen this in two different cases. Maybe three. But where, I'll just use one case, where a young man came to Keith Moore, and Keith then was telling me about it. And then I also heard him in a teaching session referred to it. And he told me, he said, I can't quit this. No, he said, now, will you do what I tell you to do? He said, yeah. He said, I mean, now, will you do what I tell you to do? Yeah. He said, don't you ever utter with your mouth again, I can't quit this. Don't you ever say it again. Absolutely, longest day you live, don't you ever, ever say it again. Give me your word right now. And he covenanted with him. I'll never say that again. Now he said, next time the urge comes and you're going to smoke a cigarette, I said, you get that package of cigarettes out and you say, thank you, Lord, I'm going to smoke this cigarette to the glory of God. And he said, when you put it in your mouth, you say, glory to God, I'm going to smoke this cigarette to the glory of God. Do you understand? And then he said, and when you light it, he said, you say, Jesus, I'm smoking this cigarette to the glory of God. And then he said, then you take a drag off of it, blow your smoke ring. He said, Jesus, that smoke ring is for you. I just made that up. Yeah. And so he did it. He did it. And he said it just wasn't any time at all that he reached in there. He said, Jesus, I ain't going to do that anymore. He threw it away. See, he'd already been forgiven 2,000 years ago. Grace provided it. Now here, 2,000 years later, faith is connecting with it and bringing it home. Brother George, would you come up, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And let's look here. To be free from sin consciousness, you need to develop a righteousness in Christ consciousness. You need to call yourself that a lot. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. And you go to the scriptures and you say, thank God. Oh, thank God. I have been made the righteousness of God in you, Lord Jesus. And I receive my righteous place with you. Now, what are you doing? Every time you do that, you're shining off your breastplate. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, we got armor in on this deal, right? Amen. Put yourself every time, I mean, demand of your thinking, every time you pick up this book, this is my covenant with God. This is my Bible, yes, but it's my covenant. It's the articles of my covenant. Amen. This is a covenant with Almighty God.
That's right. That's right.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.